Something that's definitely not normal is the number of immigrants who've been making their way across the U.S. border to Canada. Some are walking across to avoid authorities, even though it's the middle of winter. In the months since Donald Trump's election, Canada has seen a spike in people applying for asylum there. The World's Rupert Shenoy reports from Toronto.
Edward?
People sit in chairs lining the walls of a hall, waiting to see a doctor at the Canadian Centre for Refugees and Immigrants. It's in an old house outside Toronto. Sitting next to me is a woman whose right eye is purple, swollen, and puffy. The doctor told her it was caused by stress. She leans over and tells me about the life she fled in Venezuela.
It is hard to find the food when you go to the supermarket and I can't buy anything because it's nothing there. And you are so lucky because you can buy any coffee that you want. And you are lucky you can find even pads when you have the period. We can't.
Like many patients at the clinic, the woman asked me not to use her name. She says she got here a few weeks ago and has been navigating the confusing process of claiming asylum ever since. She thinks the process would have been even worse in the U.S.
I never considered go there because I know that it's really, really, really hard to get the papers there. It's really hard, and it's already hard here. So I can't imagine how it's there.
At this one clinic, they say they've seen the number of people coming to them for help double. Most of the families arriving here have walked across the wide expanses of deep snow separating Canada from the U.S., across the unfenced, open border that's minimally patrolled by guards. Sometimes they're dragging suitcases. Often, they're wearing clothes that offer little protection from the freezing temperatures.
There's no question what's driving them.
Paul Colford heads the refugee clinic and treats migrants who show up with blue hands, frostbitten to the bone. He recalls one mother who didn't understand what the cold could do. She had never been in a climate like this before. She didn't understand how frozen her arms were until she dropped her baby.
Virtually every one of these people who've crossed, from pregnant women in the back of trucks to those who are just shepherding their children to safety, have said to us that the United States is no longer a safe country for them to be in.
Colford says most of the people walking across the border so far are from sub-Saharan Africa, mostly from Nigeria. They fear being deported under Donald Trump's policies and sent back to places where they'd be killed by warlords or gangs, or they'd be forced to circumcise their daughters.
They made their claims, or were planning to make their claims for asylum in the U.S., and have learned very quickly from media and from hyperbole and from community that they've come to and who are helping them, that this is now a changed nation.
These families aren't using the regular routes into Canada through official border crossings because they fear being turned back or deported. That's what would happen because of an agreement between Canada and the U.S. It says that anyone who's already claimed asylum in the U.S. can't also apply to Canada. But there's a loophole. If there's no record of a family crossing the U.S.-Canada border and they just show up in Canada, the family can apply for refugee status. So Brad Sinclair, the refugee clinic's executive director, says migrants pay what they call agents to smuggle them across the border. The smugglers often abandon families in parks or by the side of a highway. Canada doesn't cover health care costs for these migrants, so the clinic has had to step up fundraising.
The world will unfold as it unfolds. We're not going to be able to have any influence on what happens in the USA or in the EU or in sub-Saharan Africa. Those things are going on. But I do know that the implications of that is that people are going to be arriving here on a Tuesday night or a Thursday night who are sick and who need help. And we're going to be there to give them the help because they need help and because that's what we do in Canada.
No one at the clinic would admit that they crossed the border from the U.S. into Canada. And the clinic staff protect their patients fiercely. They know people who Canadian authorities have arrested and deported. So it's not surprising that when I sit down with one patient from Nigeria, she won't give her name.
No name.
And wouldn't say how she came into Canada.
I don't want to talk about that, no.
Okay. She chews her gum and nervously snaps and unsnaps her coat button while we talk. She won't say much. But I try asking if she came to Canada from the U.S. She says quickly, no.
In terms of discrimination, oh my God, U.S. is worse. I still prefer Canada. Of course, we see everything on social media, even the president. And so, you see everything every day of the life.
Canada, she says, offers more freedom, equality, and opportunity.
Canada is a multicultural country where you see different immigrants from different cultural backgrounds, religions. They don't discriminate, and the country is just so wonderful.
Wonderful or not, the more the U.S. turns people away, the more Canada will feel it. For The World, Rupa Shenoy, Toronto.